T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, we're coming to you live from the Town Fair Tire Studios, powered by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Aaron Boone later on. The Preakness now. You hear from Jerry Bailey later, too. And we welcome in Brad Thomas. This is probably going to be the shortest Brad Thomas report of all time, because this is probably, Brad, the worst Triple Crown field we've ever dealt with. You know that?
Well, that's because all the major grade one established three-year-olds are, for the most part, ducking the Preakness.
They are.
They're just lying and skulking, wait for the Belmont. Now, if you own a Triple Crown candidate and you run in the Belmont, you just have to take it and accept it, the fact that they're waiting for you, and do it with class, and I would hope that would always be the case in the future. But at the same time, if you care about the game in general, these horses should be running in all three races, because by running in all three, they test the champion, they also test themselves and prove themselves worthy of carrying on the breed.
Boy, if I had one of these horses, I'm running them in every one of these races. Are you kidding me? I'm not passing any of these races. If I could get a horse to run in one of these races. And the problem is, for individual ownership, and this is not a gripe and not something I want to spend a lot of time on, but the thing is, where the game has changed so much against the individual owner, except the ones who have, you know, FIPS-like money, these syndicates just make it impossible for the guys like myself who are owners, because you got 30 guys owning these horses, 40 guys owning these horses. I mean, it takes a lot of the luster away from owning a champion when you got 100 different people own the horses.
Well, I might be stupid, but I get more of a good feeling about building something from scratch rather than overpaying to buy something that's ready-made and just basking in the glory of someone else's hard developmental work and saying, wow, I'm great, I overpaid. That's just me. Maybe that's why I don't play on that level. But at the same time, the game has changed so much because people cared about building from scratch, and that made things better at the end of the line. Now, when you just look to buy a ready-made product and then flip it and buy another one and let someone else worry about standing that horse at stud, I don't think that's a good thing for the game in the long run. And I think we see this by the way these horses perform. They're not as durable as they used to be. They can't run as far as they used to be. At the same time, they don't run as well early as they used to. The breed in general is not as good, not as tough as it was.
All right, this is not going to be a good betting race for anybody unless you want to bet against this horse. We all know that. Brad, have you seen anything in this horse? First of all, he's going to get the same kind of track he got last time, because the weather forecast is for, it's rained for 4 straight days, it's supposed to rain tomorrow. So he's going to catch an off track. He was great on the off track last time. He's run on the off track 2 or 4 times. Did you see anything leading up to this race, or anything from the race, and you watch a race as well as anybody, that gave you pause that you would be worried about Justify?
Nothing that I've seen visually. He's like a 25-year-old, fully mature running back playing against a high school team. He's that much physically better than the competition that he's facing. He's bigger, he's stronger, and he also has a great mind. The only chink, and maybe there's a chink and a half in his armor, I don't think he's a 1-9 lead pipe cinch, and that's because he really had to rush to catch up from behind just to make the Derby. This will be his 4th start in 90 days. And in Kentucky, he did lose some left wheel tire tread on that track. He got a little bit of a bruise. All indications are it's healed up. He's been training superbly. But sometimes that can be an indication that something else could be amiss. I don't think so, but it is a little bit of a cause for pause. If there's any weakness at all, it's going to be demonstrated by coming back in 2 weeks on a track like he's going to face tomorrow.
Did you like Good Magic's race?
It was a terrific race, but you have to put it in context. Given the way the race was run, he got an absolutely perfect trip and ride as per how the race set up, pace-wise, and everything else. Ortiz just moved at the exact right time to take on the favorite after Justify had already put away Promises Fulfilled and Bolt Doro. And Good Magic was cranked to the absolute gills to run his A++ race, third race off a layoff by a master trainer in Chad Brown. He's a moderately sized horse at best. He gave everything he had. I think more than anything, it's Good Magic who's vulnerable coming back on 2 weeks rest after that maximum effort. And I think the way to play this Preakness is not so much worry about Justify, but try to get Good Magic out of the second slot, because I'm playing him not to be second.
All right. Now, the two horses that come from the Derby, I can tell you one comes because he's old school and that's the way he does things. Wayne Lucas wants to dance every dance. That's what makes him great. Bravazo, even if he didn't think he had a chance, he'd bring him anyway because he wants to be part of the festivities and he wants to give his horses chances. Sometimes he runs his horses into good spots. The two horses that come from the Derby, other than Good Magic, Bravazo and Lone Sailor, your thoughts on their trips and their races?
Lone Sailor was helped by the conditions in Kentucky. He was stifled a little bit in traffic midway in the second turn, but I think that actually helped him because he's a horse who often moves prematurely. Sometimes when those types of horses get stopped, it forces them to make their run later and they don't hang as much. Not all race traffic is bad traffic. So I think that that traffic was meaningless. He was helped by being inside saving ground. And I think the inside got really good at Churchill Downs when it was sloppy and sealed, which is something you see often there. Lone Sailor, if everything goes his way, he can suck up and finish third or fourth. He has had good spacing during his campaign this year, so I don't think the two-week turnaround is going to hurt him very much. Bravazo, though, he really showed me something in the Derby. He can be tactical, but in Kentucky, he middle moved sharply while wide throughout, very wide throughout, suffered ground loss, ran against that inside grain, and he did so. He made that move before the fractions really slowed down in the final eighth. He was moving into a relatively live pace. He actually ran at least as well, if not better, than a couple horses that finished in front of him. He has a classic pedigree, plenty of starts of foundation, good race spacing. He's second off a 42-day mini layoff. You can toss the Louisiana Derby. Something was wrong there. He's essentially paired up two good efforts. I think he's ready for a serious forward move. He can come from off the pace. He can rally. He can sit mid-pack. He's helped by the cutback. And as you said, Dwayne Lucas has no issue at all with quick turnarounds, and he has plenty of experience winning the Preakness with Derby-raced horses, with Derby-raced losers as well. I think Bravazo, if something really goes amiss with Justify, he's a crazy upset threat. I'm going to use him as a small win saver. He's going to be a big price, but he's going to be a big-time use for me second, third, and fourth.
And I'll tell you, Wayne in his life has run horses in big races that I didn't think had a chance, and he's won the race more than once. So we've all seen him do it. I would think the only other horse of the newcomers, I would think Quip is the one that you like the best. Is that right or no?
Quip, absolutely. The pace scenario could really favor him. The pace scenario here could go either way. Quip could pop out of the gate and walk, and everybody leave him alone. If that happens, especially if the track is as it is today, he could be super, super dangerous in the gimmicks. I'm using him big time in the second, third, and fourth slots. I'm going to see how the track plays tomorrow. I may use him even more if it's really favoring speed. Maybe the wild card against him is Diamond King, who has speed as well. I don't think he's good enough to really compete. But if I owned Diamond King, if I trained Diamond King, and I was running in the Preakness, I would say, why not take a shot? They're going to be wanting to crawl on the lead. I'm going to send them. Open up on that type of track.
Absolutely.
And see what the heck happens.
Absolutely. Give them sometimes they don't stop. And sometimes, only one horse catches them. You might pick up a check or finish second in the race. All right, so there's not much else in here. Your thought process is, first of all, we know you don't like favorites, and this is going to be a 1-5 or 1-10 favorite. What do you think he's going to be, 1-5 or less?
I think it'll be 1-5.
Okay. Do you think, all right, so we know you don't want to bet horses like that, but first of all, your first exact play is to throw Good Magic out of the second slot, right?
Right. I think there's no point in playing the exact if you have Good Magic second. Right. And I really think you can make a good case that this is a horse who gave everything he had. He's coming back in 2 weeks because he's not running in the Belmont, so he has nothing to lose here. And at the same time, remember, all these modern-day time-between-starts-conscious trainers, if you run in the Preakness, you have 3 more weeks than everybody who runs in the Belmont to get ready for the Haskell Invitational at Monmouth Park and or Saratoga. So if you're a thinking guy like Chad Brown, you're saying, I'm taking a shot in the Preakness. I'm not going to run in the Belmont. I can't win at a mile and a half, but it's going to give me more rest for the second half of the year.
Absolutely.
So I'm getting him out of there. My exacta factors in order are Bravazo, Tenfold, who I think has a major chance to get involved. He's a legitimate talent. There could be too much too soon. Right now, he's the longest shot on the board. I'm using him. I love the time between starts he's had additionally, and Steve Asmus and his trainer does not aggressively spot horses like this unless he really thinks they're the goods. This horse battled much more experienced horses in the Arkansas Derby and never gave in to them, kept digging to the bitter end, and he was in and amongst horses too, not in a great spot. He has upside, maybe too much too soon, but I'm not letting him beat me for second at 25-1 or whatever he is. Quip is my third exacta factor. Deeper underneath, good magic, Lone Sailor. I'm also going to play tries. Justify on top, Bravazo, Tenfold, Quip second, Bravazo, Tenfold, Quip, Good Magic, Lone Star second. You can weight them in different ways based on your preference. I think I've expressed mine. You also have the 10-cent super option at Pimlico. You didn't have it at Churchill Downs. There might be value there. I'm also going to put Bravazo and Tenfold on top on some small tickets in the tries, just in case something happens with Justify. I'll substitute them with Justify in the second and third slots, and I will have a small ticket, a trifecta with Justify off the board, because that will pay balloons.
Talking with Brad Thomas, if I put a gun to your head right this minute, do we have a Triple Crown winner here?
I think we have a better chance of having a Triple Crown winner than I would have said at the same time a few years ago with American Pharoah, because Justify is a better horse than American Pharoah, and significantly so.
Wow. Thank you, Brad, very much. We'll chat before the Belmont. Enjoy. Thank you.
Take care, guys.
All right, Brad Thomas, back after this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.